For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colplugo. State health officials report another 22 people have died because of the flu. The Department of Health and Environmental Control said the latest numbers show the number of people sick with flu and deceased decreased from the previous week. 106 people have died this season. State House members are being warned not to use campaign funds to defend themselves for personal misconduct allegations. Yesterday, the House Ethics Committee released an opinion that said House members who use campaign funds for legal fights could be ordered to repay the money. As it stands, House members can use contributions to pay their legal defense. Three legislators have resigned and pleaded guilty to misconduct and office charges in the last 4 years, and a senator and two former House members face misconduct and conspiracy charges in an ongoing probe into corruption at the State House. In a fight that found local and county governments pitted against state government, the State House today passed a bill that prohibits local governments from banning plastic bags and styrofoam containers from being sold by stores and restaurants. The bill, however, grandfathers in several coastal communities who have already passed bans to protect beaches. Those include Folly Beach, the Isle of Palms, Hilton Head Island, and Surfside Beach. Opponents of the bill accuse sponsors of promoting an overreach of authority by the state, among them Columbia Representative James Smith, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for governor.
I would take exception to some of these statements that this is no place for local government. This is precisely the place for local government who are working to protect their communities. I would suggest it's no place for us to tell those local communities how to do that.
The bill is expected to face an uphill fight for passage by the state Senate. The state's top prosecutor officially announced his bid for a third term. First elected in 2010, State Attorney General Alan Wilson had no GOP primary opposition in 2014 and easily defeated the Democratic nominee. Alan has drawn two Republican challengers so far, Lexington Representative Todd Atwater and Greenville Attorney William Erlong. A Lowcountry-based company says it will divvy out stocks to its employees because of federal tax cuts passed last year. The Charleston Post and Courier reports roughly 2,500 Blackbaud employees will receive about $2,000 worth of stock. The software provider's stock value has doubled in the last 2 years, making it the state's highest valued company. Two people have been sentenced to prison and one probation for what prosecutors describe as the largest case of food stamp fraud in South Carolina history. The Rock Hill Herald reports the trio netted about $5 million over 3 years from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps. Prosecutors allege the trio operated two convenience stores that catered almost exclusively to food stamp recipients. The conspirators overcharged customers who illegally purchased gas, cigarettes, and beer using SNAP benefits and then pocketed the difference. All three received lighter sentences after they helped prosecutors go after some of the food stamp beneficiaries. And the United States Air Force Thunderbirds will be in South Carolina later this year. The Air Force demonstration team will be in the skies over North Charleston on April 28th during Joint Base Charleston's Air and Space Expo. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.